WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively at Super Bowl 56. We're in Los Angeles, California. I'm wearing a shirt. I should have my Costa shirt on. I got my Liberty Pure stuff here. I got sponsors. I'm supposed to be wearing a mask. I'm going to pull my mask up here. This guy's from Texas. I don't know where he's been. We share the same birthday, the same stature, and an interesting friendship through all these years. Justin Forsett joins us now from Radio Row out here in L.A. What's going on, dude? You're doing radio here, right?
Yes, sir. I'm doing a podcast here.
What's your podcast?
So it's called Founders Church. It's a podcast created to deliver hope to entrepreneurs everywhere. I'm an entrepreneur now in this second chapter of life, and just want to be able to inspire and encourage those who are traveling this crazy journey of entrepreneurship.
Man, I can barely afford a hotel, Eddie. You got a shower pill?
I got you, man.
I know you got a shower pill for me.
I got it at the table.
Well, I mean, the entrepreneur thing. First things first. I mean, I'm an entrepreneur. This is my 31st year of radio. I've always owned my own show. I've owned the station for 23 years now. Good times, bad times, market up, market down, lots of employees. And now you see I'm a solo artist. I'm a solo artist at this point. They're really the COVID thing has created opportunities for me to change my brand, which is now Baltimore Positive. You know, I decided to do something different, to talk to people like you. I talk to football people about football stuff, or baseball people about baseball, or sports stuff about sports. The last, 2 years, people being shut down, sports being shut down, it's been an opportunity for people to have time to invest in whatever, good or bad. Sure. Maybe bad vices or whatever. It took me in a direction. I was going to run for mayor. I didn't. I put a plan together, and Baltimore Positive became something that I felt like was my next opportunity, and I started to smell my entrepreneurship again.
Yeah.
And it never leaves you, because you're always seeing opportunities or threats or any of it. But for you as a football player in the second chapter, being taken seriously, creating your own way, and then having a show like this, give me a little. You went to school for this. You always knew football. You weren't a first round draft pick. Let's start with that.
Exactly. 7 round draft pick. So, I mean, for me, I wanted the opportunity to kind of create my own path, to be able to have impact within my community. And I came from a family of entrepreneurs, and entrepreneurship was big in our family, in our household. So I really wanted to own something. And
what did your family do?
So restaurant. It was a restaurant. I had a restaurant for over 12 years, 13 years, they cater now. But
now, hold on a second now. So where did you grow up?
Florida. So that right there, right by Ray Lewis, Lakeland, Florida.
So you grew up in Lakeland, Florida, by Plant City. I came in there for Tigers Day.
Florida, yeah.
All right. Yep. I came in for Tigers. A lot of strawberries down there,
yes,
right?
Yes, lots of strawberries. Strawberry Festival.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Yeah. So you're down there, and your family owns what kind of restaurant?
Barbecue.
Oh, I'm coming now.
Let's go,
man.
I got you.
I'm right at 75. I know how to get there. So you were a little boy helping in the kitchen?
Yes, in a restaurant, doing the cashier, taking orders, you name it. I was helping out, cleaning up. You know, I got a first, hand experience on just like what it takes to run a business and be successful. And it's hard. I can tell you right now, entrepreneurship is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Harder than running a football.
Harder than picking up J.J. Watt, on a blitz. Like, it is harder because it's consistent and it's constant and it's heavy. Like, I have more heavy conversations where they have to hire people and let people go, or just make these decisions that are like, mission critical decisions all of the time, are constant. You know, adversity is, constant throughout this whole process. So your mind.
You hear no a lot.
Yeah, you hear rejection, lots of no's. And you just got to keep fighting. But the great thing is, I see similarities between sports and entrepreneurship, is that, one, you have to be crazy to do football and never be an entrepreneur.
Mike Tomlin told me that.
Yeah.
He said, all these guys are crazy.
you have to be insane, right? There's a little bit of insanity there. But then it's just that mental toughness and fortitude is like keep fighting, like to get kicked in the teeth and say, okay, I'm going to take it. Now give me your best shot. What's next? So that's the mindset. I wake up every morning trying to have impact and serve people around me, and knowing along the road I'm going to get punched a couple of times, but I'm going to get up, I'm going to take it, and I'm going to learn from the experience. So
I think the reason you're so awesome is because you were born on October 14th.
That's it.
All the good people were born. We're Libras, man. We got the same birthday.
Great. I mean, Usher Raymond is on that birthday. I think maybe Stephen A. Smith is on that birthday too, so good company there.
Morning of my 50th birthday, I told Jim Wyatt this story from the Tennessee Titans. I'm in Tennessee on the morning of my 50th birthday, and my favorite place is the Pancake Pantry.
Yes,
there.
Sir.
And my wife and I got up real early on my 50th birthday. 6 in the morning, we're in Nashville. I go in, four sets carrying out about 15 boxes. Man, you even know where the good pancakes are in the SEC. How does a Pac-10 guy know this stuff?
Well, I have players and friends on the Titans. So they would tell me, like, what's the places where you need to go eat? And then I'm a big foodie guy, so I'm always on Yelp. I'm always on listening, watching Triple D, you know, Diners, Drives, and Dives.
So I'm going to Crab Cake Tour in Baltimore. That's what I've been doing, really? Eating crab cakes everywhere. You got to come up and have a crab cake.
What I want to do right now, and over the course of the last couple of months, I want to go to Buffalo.
Get some wings?
Wings. I just feel like I'm a big wing guy, and that is like Taj Mahal. That's like the place you got to go.
I'm going to give you a little tip right now, and this might not be your jam or not, but the Chaucer, I want to plug them, because I saw it's where the Bengals won the AFC Championship game. I was there, and they have grilled wings. They crisp them up on the grill.
It's gotta be crispy. Yeah.
And that's, yeah, you don't want that rubbery gelatinous. It's got to be done the right way. But they do grilled wings at the Chaucer, so go see them up in Highland Town. Justin Forsett is here, entrepreneur podcast, Shower Pill. What else? What else you do? You raise a family. You got like a tribe.
Kids,
you got a tribe down there in Dallas.
Yes, but I'm blessed, man. So the overall company is Hustle Clean now. We're running that. We're in Target stores all across the country. In all 1,800 stores. We're in Walmart, Kohl's, Macy's. So if you see our product, hustleclean.com, you can go there and pick up a hustle kit if you're on the go. Like,
what's in a hustle kit?
So we have some hand sanitizer. We have face wipes, body wipes, kind of like when that shower is optimal, when not possible. Just kind of that convenient care that you need while you're on the go, whether you got kids playing sports and just want a nice little kit for them after a workout or training session, with a solution for that.
I always kid my wife. I went to Australia when I was 29 years old, and I chased girls back when I was single.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And a couple of British girls were on my bus, and I befriended them, and they were kind of funny, you know. Uh-huh. They were kind of Cockney funny, and they would say, "Did you wash your bits? Did you wash your bits?" And I'm like, what are my bits? You know what I mean? So when I went,
why are you concerned about?
So with your shower pill and with the, you know, I'm thinking, do you wash your bits? And that's how you wash your bits, right?
That's it. How you make
just,
sure you
just
fresh.
A little bit of this,
like
a little bit of that.
For the body. We're going to get into the shower later, but when I can't get there, you know, we're going to take care of it.
Don't put this on the doodads, man. Woo, catch on fire. Yeah.
So we don't have any alcohol in our product.
Okay.
So no alcohol, so. It won't burn your skin. It's safe on 16.
Man, California's dry. I'm all cut up here. I look like a running back.
Right.
Yeah, man. I've been like lotioning
up.
Product,
man. We'll get you some over here. We'll take care of it.
You're going to make me a shower pill by Nestle. Justin Ford. So let's talk some football just a little
bit
here. Have you thought about what this would have been like playing in the plague with the testing and the, you know, just all of it? It's sort of changed. I haven't talked to a football player. You're the first football player I talked to in 2 years. I mean, I haven't been in a room with a player. So, I mean, it's just changed how media covers it. I think it's changed how coaching has to coach it. And quite frankly, it's become a political issue, too, where if your quarterback can't play because he's unvaccinated, you lose football games because of that, right? So there's a little bit of a take one for the team, you know, kind of mentality. This has been a wild time for the NFL the last couple of years.
It's been crazy, man. I couldn't imagine. You know, I still got a lot of players and friends that are still playing in this league. You know, my neighbor, Anthony Levine.
He stepped down.
Yeah.
He's going to coach now. Like, Zach's coaching, man.
Yeah. So, you know, hearing just what he had to do, you know his family, you know, it's a lot of processes that you have to do and requirements now that, I mean, football is draining enough, you know, and to think about now all this testing and, you know, contact tracing and all those things that the players have to deal with, it's pretty crazy.
Justin Forsett on the set, and so you do the Super Bowl thing. You sort of mix and mingle in. You know, I saw you, JT the Brick and I both had our mask on in the corner, and a guy walked by, and he had a hat on, and he had a mask on, and I looked at him, and I'm like, I think that's Justin Forsett. This is 2 days. And I looked at it, and then you started to walk. You walk like you run. You know what I mean? Like you have this gait about you.
You never know when you got to take off, so you got to be ready.
What's hard with the mask, you see people. I got the hair now. You give me a hard time.
Did, yeah.
You didn't recognize me.
I didn't.
My booming voice.
The voice, I can remember, but the hair threw me off.
Dennis Colazzo's called my voice mellifluous. I had to look that up. Yeah, it means nice on the ears. At least I think I'm pronouncing it properly.
Okay. I like it.
Joe Burrow and the game and L.A. and all of this, this is a good football game. And Chiefs thought they were going to get here. I was talking to the Titans people. They're upset. Obviously, the Bills, you want to go for wings. They want to go to Super Bowl. This Burrow thing for our division and where the Steelers are with Ben stepping down, and, you know, I still – jury's out on Cleveland. But this is a time for the Ravens right now that this becomes the new standard, right, for the division – and for what this represents. And this has happened fast in Cincinnati.
Yeah. No, it's happened fast. And, you know, kind of everything fell their way this year. I mean, they were some great players in the draft, have an amazing quarterback, you know, some great receivers, some weapons over there. Defense is playing phenomenal for them. So, you know, and we were wounded this year. You know, we've had a lot of turnover this year, just battling the injuries. So, you know, they didn't necessarily get our best this year. And so I'm excited about what the division looks like going forward. I think that, you know, they got a good opportunity to try to win the championship here. But, I mean, I think in AFC North with us all clicking, the road's going to come through Baltimore.
As the entrepreneur guy, are you not marveled by all of this, right? Like, Dick Cass just steps down this week. Bishotti buys the team for $575 million. It's worth over $3 billion now, right? The league continues to print money. Played through a play twice, right, with – no, they're going to play this game. They get the stadium built. They piss everybody off in Missouri, and they move the team out here. And now the Rams are in the game. There's a Midas touch from a business standpoint.
Yeah.
And I don't think all of it's beautiful, because it's not.
All right.
I mean, the Dan Snyder stuff, the race stuff, the Colin Kaepernick stuff, on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
They do a lot of heinous stuff.
Yeah.
And it continues to grow, right? And you were a part of it. But we have to marvel at this and the attraction to this, that the Cincinnati Bengals are pretty benign. There's going to be a couple hundred million people watching the game Sunday night because they care that much.
Yeah. You know, the product on the field, you know, people still enjoy it. I mean, it's the greatest game in the country and in the globe, in my opinion. You know, this is one of the most watched games on the planet and watched broadcasts on the planet. So people tune in. The product is still great. And I think that speaks for itself. You know, great marketing.
Did you get enough out of the game?
I did, man. I got everything out of the game. It got everything out of me. You know, I don't miss it. I miss the camaraderie, the teammates, but, you know, just me being able to walk away and be able to play with my kids and, you know, doing what I'm doing now, it's a blessing.
Well, I talk to people all the time about you running the ball, because that year I thought what you did was kind of magic in the Ravens offense, because you saw things. You talk about your entrepreneurial, and I would never bet against you, because I feel like you had some vision on the field that a lot of people didn't have. And I'd say that I don't kiss everybody's ass on my set. I'm just being, you know, but when I talk about what you did that year, and I think it came from your age. I think you couldn't have run the ball like that at 23. I think it came from film study, came from tendencies. It came from you being a veteran, overlooked, always the third running back, always a second option, and the Ravens gave you an opportunity in that era, in that offense, right? That and with that line, You really excelled.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity for me. Like, you know, it's kind of like a perfect storm. You know, I had some experience. I understood the game more. This game was a lot slower for me. You know, I feel still I had talent in those early years. But it's all about timing. You know, being on the right coaching staff, right people that believe in you, going to give you a chance and opportunity. So it all created a, you know, nice situation for me.
Well, that's like last year we had a running back situation, right? All the guys get hurt, they bring in veteran guys, and you'd say, well, that guy's old, that guy's over the hill, that guy, he's 28, he's 30, he's whatever. And I do point to you, and I say, hold on now. You know, nobody thought, you know, you were going to be that kind of back. But in the right offense, in the right circumstance, there is a point to – if you're not beaten up, right?
Yeah,
and they were saying that about Adrian Peterson, and we could go Frank Gore. I mean, guys with tons of tread on their tire. Tom Brady, you know, still doing it at the end. But I do think there's a point with being a 28, 29-year-old football player where you know more. And I think Belichick's gotten the most out of that. And Harbaugh's tried to with the Calais Campbells and the Wolves and signing veteran players. And then you say, all right, we like Zeitler and Alejandro Villanueva, but are they going to be available in December or January? That's always a question too. But I do think from a running back perspective for you, 27, 28, 29 is probably better than 21 or 22. Not physically, but hitting the hole and seeing the game and getting more yards after you would have been brought down when you were 22.
Yeah, no, man. I feel you know, really good at that age. You know, it was just a lot of just like experience and work that I was able to get behind the scenes until I got a chance to get my shot in you know, age 29 when I got to Baltimore. And yeah, like I said, it was like a perfect storm for me to go out and run in Missouri.
I'm not wikiing you. How many teams you play for?
Seven.
I was going to say six or seven. You got a jersey from all seven?
Yeah.
Baltimore was your favorite, though, because of me, right?
Yeah, of course.
I didn't know your family was into Baltimore. How could we have so many of those chats and I never talked to you about your family and growing up and entrepreneurship?
You know, we were talking about everything. We were talking about everything.
So is your Hustle Clean, is that your brand the next 10 years? Should you see it, or is it an exit strategy for you on that, or are you going to be serial about this?
We just focus on the impact. Right now, this is it. This is like, how we can change lives? How can we make people's lives better?
Why that product? When did you come up with that? Just when you were playing ball,
yeah,
you didn't have
playing,
it?
Yeah, when I was playing. And now we've expanded to other categories and within personal care and self-care. So we just feel like people are burnt out right now. People are needing products.
I need products. I'm bleeding.
Yeah. They need the time to invest in themselves. Like, you know, not people can afford to go to a massage every week, or, you know, go to a spa every week. But you can get some really cool, convenient products with clean ingredients that can help you, you know, enrich yourself and make you better and, you know, throughout your day.
All right, I will wash my bits. Justin Forsett here talking some football. Tell me about your product and where to find you and your podcast, because what is your podcast? You talk to people like me who have a business, like literally. Okay.
It's called Founders Church.
I'll come on your show today. Kurt Warner threw me a pass last night, and I caught it. I caught it. He made me run. I'm so proud of myself.
Yeah, that's great.
It was
Hall of Famer.
It was my Bobby Brady moment.
That was like right there.
Flacco threw me a pass once too, and you know he's a Super Bowl champion. But much like Billick says, they'll try to take it away from you though. They try to take Joe's Super Bowl away every day, and they probably try to take Kurt Warner's away too. Both of them. But that's a thrill for me. So yeah, you know, I mean, awesome. That was a thrill. Kurt Warner won. But I want to get back to your podcast because you talk about anything.
Entrepreneurship. Like, we're trying to deliver hope to the entrepreneurs that are just like in the weeds right now and grinding it out and just need like, man, can I get some actionable items? Can I get some like tips? Like, where can I go if I'm in a CPG, consumer packaged goods industry, I need to find a 3PL, or how do I overcome hiring, firing? What should I be looking for in the process in this in the environment where people are leaving their jobs, you know? And
I was getting ready to say, so that's my issue here is, at one point I had 14 employees. I had a $1.4 million payroll running this company. A lot of people don't know that, but and I'm not that out in front about running my business because I run it, but the seeing the help wanted signs up, seeing so many places needing help, people say, I'm nasty, you're doing that alone because you want to do it. No, actually, I'd love to have a sales partner. I'd love to have a right hand. I'd like to have an executive assistant. In this environment right now,
great resignation.
Yeah, man, we're like at full employment. Everybody's got a side hustle. We got a gig economy, right? I mean, that's what's going on, that people aren't all invested in, but it takes an entrepreneur to be up all night to create a new product.
Yeah, it's a different breed, man. Like I said, you got to be a little crazy. You got to be a problem solver, not just a problem spotter. And, it's being relentless and persevering through a lot of stuff.
I love that. A problem solver, not just a problem spotter.
Yeah. A lot of people just spot problems and just like tell you what's wrong. But, okay, are you going to help me fix it? Are you going to put in some time to help, you know, look for a solution? I'm not into just like sticking on what the problem is. Like, let's get to the solution.
This is why you want Forsett on your team, man. This is why you want to be born on October 14th. I'm going to tell you right
that's
now.
It.
Hey, man, thank you.
Thank you, Nestor. I appreciate you.
Hey, listen, I don't mean this in any funny. He smells good.
I appreciate that plug. All
right. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play. We're down here in L.A. and elbowing up some Ravens legends, talking some football and talking some shower pill available everywhere nationwide from my man Justin Forsett. We're going to be having lots of guests here this week. We're getting ready for the big game. You can find Luke at luke@wnst.net. He's writing about all things Ravens back on the homestead. We're talking about the Sasha Brown situation, Dick Cast leaving. Where's Steve Bisciotti? Who are they going to draft? When are they leaving for the combine? And whether the Bengals will be world champions or not. I am Nestor. We are WNSD AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore. My mask is fogging up my glasses, but we never stop talking Baltimore positive.